Step into your private luxury premium blocked party episode. The content you can only get by giving us your money. Look at you, you're such a big time.
Were you waiting for me to stop singing?
Yes.
I was doing lots of, I was doing song. Maybe that should be the new thing that we do. I just start singing.
Yeah,
that
would be good.
It's a block party mailbag.
Yeah, people would love
we're
that.
We're doing it.
Yeah. This, we're recording right now.
Yeah.
This is part of the episode.
No.
Did you like that?
This is part of the episode.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
You hit record.
You don't get to choose. Oh, no, I guess you do.
Kind of do.
Yeah, he does. Oh, fuck.
But you hit record.
Dan's in
though.
Charge.
It is recording.
Oh, it's recording. Yeah.
But yeah, you're just going to cut it out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what would you rather me do, Dan?
I'm just joking. Do whatever you want.
Well, did you like that song?
I liked it. That was
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah. You have a good high voice. It's good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm kind of doing it. What? Are you kidding me, dude?
It's the ginger ale.
Dan almost threw up some coffee there that he was drinking.
I mean, we can bleep that out.
I mean, we should. Yeah.
How loud is that for you guys?
Really loud.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It didn't seem that loud to me.
It's quite loud.
Was it really?
Yeah.
This is Block Bag 24. Thank you for donating to the show. Thank you for giving us the money that you work very hard for to do that.
Sorry, everyone.
It's disgusting.
We're in person. We're recording in person for the first time in almost 2 months. So
yes.
I was a little you know, cooped up, and now I'm...
You were cooped up?
Yeah, being in the apartment.
I see.
You know?
And now you feel like you really...
I've let loose.
Spread your wings.
Well, the ginger... This is very bubbly ginger ale. This ginger ale, like, is quite... Like, yes. Compared to, like, a normal ginger,
it's ginger
ale.
It's ginger forward, as we would say.
It is. It is. So I feel like this is going to create more burps.
That was one of the directions the choreographers gave to the Spice Girls.
Oh, my God. That was really good.
Ginger goes forward.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good.
I thought so, too.
That was good.
Pretty
no,
good.
It was good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, wow. Mac Jones is in the Pro Bowl? That seems crazy.
Like, he had a decent year, didn't he? Yeah. But isn't it just like players don't want to go?
Yeah, they don't want to go.
And it's not in Hawaii anymore, right?
It's in,
I mean, Vegas would still be fun, but.
But, I mean.
You're like a young pro athlete. It's going to, wherever you go, it's going to be fun. But.
True.
Yeah. Anyway.
Kind of like us. Wherever we go, it's a fun time.
Yeah.
This is Block Bag 20.
We have the Pro Bowl on right now.
Block Bag 24.
It sucks. So bad.
Thank you very much for tuning in. This is Stefan and I are just, we're just going rogue. We're just doing the thing that now. And producer Dan's here too.
Dan will answer some
yeah,
questions.
Dan is like,
he's a guest on this.
He's a guest, I guess. Well, I didn't know if I just didn't want to put the pressure on Dan to be like an official guest. Like
yeah.
I appreciate that.
I just wanted him to feel
once
like
in a while,
if he had something
we'll,
to chime in with,
yeah.
he can make it happen. But
yeah.
otherwise, you know, you and I can carry the load.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds good. So
here we are.
Okay.
So yeah, thank you everybody. This is Sweeps Month. And we've got a lot of great bonus content coming your way. This episode probably won't be that, but we've got a Canadian education episode coming up with Nate Roos, our good friend and former lead singer of Fun. And we also have a D&D reunion. We're bringing back Jamie Loftus and Branson Reese to play trivia with us.
They're going
to
be good at trivia, I think.
I think Branson is going to be good. Jamie, I don't know. I mean, obviously Jamie's very smart, but I don't. To me, Jamie doesn't seem like a trivia brain.
But think
about
like the hot dog stuff.
Yeah,
and
she
like,
got into Mensa.
Yeah, so no, I think it's gonna be a challenge. I think I might finish last in that one.
We'll see what happens, but that's coming up. And then this is also the first month we're doing our special Sexy Six
mm-hmm.
bonus episode.
I'm excited for that.
And that's going to be a Block Party Secrets episode.
Yeah.
So again, if you have a secret, something you've been dying to get off your chest, and for whatever reason you want Stefan and I to be the ones to release you from the prison of this secret, you can send it in to secrets@blockparty.com And if it's good, we may just.
I mean, that's
the
where we got the Mr. Buckle story from.
And that's one of the best podcast
on
stories ever.
Show, so
I was trying to remember. Do you remember this? I remember. Pardon me. On the Real Good Show Secrets, or Real Good Secrets, as we called it. Wasn't there one where like the guy was a cop and like should have saved someone from dying or something and didn't? Does that ring a bell to you?
You're thinking of Phil Collins, I think.
Yes, I am. And then they wrote a kick-ass song about it.
Tracked him with a spotlight. And
Yeah. No, I just, for some reason, I remember that. It was like a cop went to look into like a disturbance.
I do remember that. I felt like it wasn't like, true, though.
Right. You thought it was like
I was
a
like, this
bit.
Is just them like trolling us, I think.
Okay.
Or it was like based off a real story that I just didn't know about or something.
Gotcha.
I mean, I fucking hope so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I just, that's the, because Becca and I were talking about it, and I was like, obviously the Mr. Buckles thing, legendary story. But then I was trying to think of like
any other crazy ones.
Like we had some good secrets, but a lot of them, and similar to the ones we received so far with Block Party, just a lot of like poop. Sex and poo based
stories, which is fine. That's what we
want. Good. Yeah. But if you have something you've been dying to get off your chest, we'll never read your name on the show. If you're even concerned about us knowing who you are, you can make a burner email and send it. That's all good too. But yeah, secrets@blockparty.com. That's going to be the first Sexy Six bonus episode this month. And of course, in order to get those, you have to donate at the $8 a month or $100 club levels.
Both good deals.
Great deals. We just did a bunch of cameos today.
Yeah. A lot of fun.
It's been fun.
I enjoyed doing the cameos.
It's been
actually
fun doing the cameos. Yeah. I think I wouldn't want to do them. Like if we were celebrities, I just wouldn't want to do them for like a regular person.
No, but like knowing some
listener
of these people.
And we can kind of do some inside jokes and have some fun. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get to some questions. First one is from Brian. This is in all caps. I'm not going to yell it out, but I just want you to get the...
Sure.
What would you do with me if I shrunk down to your foot and you became a colossal giant?
Okay. Well, that's a good reference, obviously.
Good reference. Yeah.
Shrunk down. So
that was a Josiah Hughes thing.
Yeah. That was on his episode.
Yeah.
Where there was the guy in the like reporter's replies or whatever. Yeah. Or like wrestler's replies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's interesting to me is that I think he actually means smaller than the foot. I don't think he wants...
Right, if I shrunk down to your foot.
Yeah, I think what I'm picturing, maybe not, I'm thinking of the actual guy doing the replies. I think what he meant was like small, like a bug size to be crushed by your foot.
Right.
Because if he's like the same size as you, yeah, you could crush him with your foot, but it would take a little while, right?
Yeah.
Which maybe he wants, so maybe I'm wrong, but I'm picturing him like he wants to be tiny so that the foot is dwarfing
tiny.
Him as well, right?
Yeah.
I think he wants to be dwarfed, but he doesn't want to be the same size as the foot. He wants to be... So
yes,
I'm working under that assumption. I mean, you could like clean up my toe nails, my nail beds and stuff. Just get in there.
Oh, that could be a good pedicure.
Like those little, like you can get the fish pedicure, right? So something like
that.
Have
you ever got
that? No. I feel like it's not a common thing around here.
I don't know if I would like it.
I think it would be cool, probably.
I don't think it's legal here.
No, probably not.
Oh,
right?
Really?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that actually makes me think you could get it here if you wanted it.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, you can still get shark fin soup here.
Especially because it's a... correct me if I'm wrong, but it's a predominantly Asian concept.
I feel like
right?
it's something you see in Thailand or something.
Yeah, and we have a large Asian population here in Vancouver. So it makes
it's
sense
possible.
To me that there's probably some den
underground,
we can go into, some underground fish.
We should find it.
Fishy cures?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Can you get... So most fetishes make sense to me. Mm-hmm. The whole giant fetish... Can you walk me through that? Because I don't quite get what the fetish is of like, whoa, you're like a huge giant and I'm a little guy.
Like, is it you're asking me specifically because I'm small?
No, not even.
I think
it's
like a power dynamic thing probably,
I see.
Right?
Where so they, it's like, I'm
you can
so
do anything
small
you want to
me. Right.
Yeah. Toss me around.
Dan, what do you think? I mean, you're a bit of a freak.
I would climb. So wait, who's foot?
No, answer my question first.
Okay.
I want to know, like, what is with a giant fetish? Like, where does that come from? What's the sexual dynamic there?
Why are you asking me?
Because I think you know.
You might have an idea.
Yeah.
I have no fucking clue.
Oh, well, okay. But what's your theory on it?
Yeah.
If you had to give some thought to
it. Like
somebody wants to be crushed by a giant foot?
Yeah, but why would that turn you on?
I think it's a power dynamic thing, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe the foot stinks also and they like the smell.
Oh, yeah. That's a smell thing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But Dan, what would you do though? If I, or what would I, what, What would you do with me if I shrunk down to your foot and you became a colossal giant to me?
With you?
Well, I don't know. I don't think that. That's the question.
Okay. So. Well, I would climb up your leg and nestle myself up in your tight little asshole.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
All right. That actually might explain why I've had some asshole problems, to be honest. Dan's in there. Okay. This next one is from Roll Crow. This is a good one. I like when questions put us in a scenario.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's already a great start.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You did a brutal quote tweet dunk on an actual wizard. They lay a curse on you in retaliation. Your teeth have permanently turned a vibrant, non-white color. Oh. Luckily, the tweet did such good numbers that it makes the magic go screwy and you get to choose the color. What color are you picking?
Great scenario.
Great scenario.
I love that. That's a great way to ask a question.
Great way to ask a question.
So can't,
this is a tricky one because I think it's like a balance between what we think of as a gross teeth color already, like a yellow or a green are pretty much out.
Well, so yellow, yes, but like gold, if you could do it in such a way where it looks like
grills.
Yeah. Or silver for the same reason, right? Yeah. Those, I think, are the two safest ones, maybe.
Could be. Yeah, but it says vibrant.
Yeah, but so like a vibrant gold, right? But I guess
I don't think of gold as vibrant.
I think the issue is that the texture of it will still be like tooth texture. So that's what would look weird, right? Mm-hmm. But I think maybe silver would be the safest. But again, safest.
I just don't think of silver as vibrant.
But it could be like a bright silver, you know? Like,
yeah, is that how you often you think about... What is bright silver to you, Stephanie?
It's very bright.
Oh.
It's like a light.
No, but like, give me an example of like, what is a bright silver to
like
you?
Like the handle on that drawer over there. It's pretty bright.
Not really.
Yeah, what's a dark silver then?
If like the light was off in here.
Jesus Christ.
The light is doing most of the work. I think honestly, it would probably be like blue.
Yeah, like because that's what I mean. I feel like it's got to be because
just
like
a purple color
or a red, you think is like maybe a lipstick stain or a wine stain, which wouldn't be good.
I think you go blue or
my
like,
first thought was pink.
Yeah, pink would, but then that's also a lipstick thing too, potentially, right? So I think blue is maybe the best one in that it's like, well, that's got to be on purpose, I guess.
Yeah.
And it could look like kind of cool, possibly.
I mean, I don't think it'd look cool, but.
But that's why bright green would work too, because it's not like the nasty green.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
What do you think, Dan?
My teeth are already quite yellow from smoking cigarettes and drinking a bunch of coffee, so I would say yellow, but slightly less yellow than they are now.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So this is almost like a whitening situation for you.
Exactly.
That's true. I like that. It's kind of like a tricky... I think I'm going pink. I think pink would be pretty sick.
Yeah. Well, because if you're not wearing lipstick too, then it would be like, well, it's not lipstick, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would also be like, I would say it's for like breast cancer.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I'm in support of it. You know, like I'd go to charity events and be like, your teeth aren't pink.
Yeah.
Like how serious are you about it? Really?
That's smart.
You know what I mean? Okay. This one is from Popcorn Stamos. And we've kind of answered questions around this before, but it's always a fun one. You both seem relatively shameless with what you enjoy. Rightfully so. But do you have a guilty pleasure or something you enjoy that you wouldn't necessarily want most people knowing?
Hmm.
I mean, I think I've talked about this, but obviously people know I watched Entourage.
Yes.
And I've talked about that a lot. So that's not really a shameless thing, but I did also watch all of Ballers.
Yeah.
So there is that too, but I shouldn't say that I didn't really enjoy it.
Okay.
The first season was decent.
Yeah.
And even the second season was okay. And then it was just like The Rock owned a football team somehow. And it was like, it got real bad and stupid.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's so hard to, it like blurs the lines between like, do I actually enjoy this or am I ironically enjoying this? So it's like tough to, but like any like the 90 Day Fiance stuff,
because
it is so funny, but it's obviously like pure trash.
That's good.
It is good, right? So that's, I don't know. It's tough. That's like the closest thing I could...
That you can think of.
Think of, maybe.
Have you watched a lot of it?
I watch a decent amount. I need to get more into it,
Becca and I have
done
two seasons of it. She loves it. I can't...
Well, then there's also like Beyond the 90 Days. And do you have any of it on your Plex?
I have every single one.
Okay, excellent.
It's just too... The thing with 90 Day for me is that it's too long. It's too long.
I do... Yes.
Like because Becca and I watched the very first season ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you know, I didn't love it, but it was like, okay, whatever. This is a fine reality show. It's like 40 minutes. There's like 10 episodes. Bingo, bango, we're done.
Yeah.
And then we just sort of like skipped ahead to, I don't know, it was like season 5 or 6 or something.
Because there's so many more couples.
The episodes were like 2 hours long and there was like 15 episodes. It was like, what the fuck?
Because they just keep adding more couples.
That's what TLC does, dude.
Yeah.
It was fucking rough. It's like, I'm not about to sit down and watch it. I'm watching a feature length movie every time I watch a fucking episode. So that, I just couldn't take it. But yeah, it's definitely has some entertainment value, but.
It has a lot of entertainment value, I think, but it is just like, just knowing deep down, like, this is just the worst part. This is pure garbage.
Yeah.
This is just, there's no redeeming value for watching this at all. So I think it's probably that. And just shows like that in general. Yeah.
Dan?
Yeah. For me, it's probably, I've been going back and watching some old CSI stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And like Without a Trace and all the Law and Order stuff, but the Law and Order stuff is good. But
Law and Order stuff is fine. Yeah.
CSI and Without a Trace, both
are
irredeemably
like,
bad.
Just the original CSI, like Las Vegas?
I'm watching, so I have a smart,
or Miami.
I have a smart playlist that puts all of the CSI series in order by air date. So I'm watching them all. In order.
Oh.
Okay, so it would be a lot of the original one first, and then like a couple seasons in, Miami comes in.
But do they acknowledge that it's in the same universe?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Is that, oh, yeah.
Basically, every one of the series starts with a crossover from one of the previous series.
I got it. I didn't know that.
And then New York was the third one?
I think so. I haven't gotten
with Gary Sinise?
I believe that's correct. Yeah. I haven't gotten there yet. I'm still on like Miami.
And then there's then CSI Cyber.
Yeah, that one I've already watched.
Is that with Patricia Arquette?
Yes.
That's a new one, right?
Well, like 5 or 6 years ago. It got canceled, though.
Yeah.
And then the new one now is they're back in
Vegas. Yeah, there's a reboot
with,
of the Vegas
Grissom
one.
Yeah.
I watched that as well, yeah.
Is it good?
No. It's really bad.
But those shows, it's the same sort of thing. Like where it's just pure schlock, right? It's just like so...
Yeah, it's like one of those
so
things...
Because
like, I think of like Popcorn Stamos saying like you wouldn't want people knowing. Like I think... Entourage for me, I was able to like write a newsletter about it and tweet about it ironically, and it's like fun.
Sell two shirts about
sell
it.
Sell some shirts, then get the shirt taken down. I did Howell Dotty's pod, and I wrote a parody song about Entourage. Like, so you get some content out of it because Entourage has that. But like, no one's looking for that with CSI or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, so it's that, it's trying to find like, what's that line, I guess.
Yeah. And I think with 90 Day, it's like a common enough guilty pleasure that it almost doesn't stay a guilty pleasure when that many people like it and are open about it. But
yeah,
I think that's the closest thing for me probably.
Okay. This one is from El Oso Cafetero. What is the dumbest question you've heard someone ask in a sex ed class?
Oh, well, I mean, I think,
well, I taught a sex ed class.
So you're going to have some really like,
now,
I mentioned this before. The one that came to mind for me was someone drew a rocket car that was, it was a penis and
I
like
see.
The balls were the, anyway,
like in a suggestion box,
in a suggestion
scenario,
box thing. And then the teacher was like, well, someone drew, this is a penis car. Someone, this is not a question. I guess it's not really a comment either. Someone drew a penis car and like the class lost their fucking minds. But I don't remember any specific, like, stupid questions.
Right.
You're going to have a bunch of these.
Well, it was weird because, I might have talked about teaching sex ed before. I don't remember,
You have, I think. But I don't think – the one specific one you referenced before the show, I don't think you said. I'm sure you have others.
So, well, it was just weird because they don't really – and, I mean, I guess it makes sense. But you don't really get, like, any sort of extra training or anything like that to be – You know, so I think when I taught,
and you're a substitute sex ed teacher too. Like,
so
how's that?
I had a contract, so I was teaching it as part of my my contract. But so it was like I was 25, so I was like a young guy.
Yeah.
Pardon me, teaching it, and so it was like a little bit weird. And then so I was going through the suggestion box questions, and one of the first questions I pulled out was, "What is a cunt?" And I don't think it was a joke question.
No,
like,
probably
I think
not.
Just like knowing, because it was grade 8, and just like knowing the kids that I had, I genuinely think it was like a real question.
Yeah.
But it was like one of those things too, where you're like, where I was like, I don't even think I'm allowed to say
I don't think you can.
So I wrote it on the board. I just like wrote the word on the board, and I was like, oh, this is like a slang term for vagina or whatever, but you shouldn't use it or something. Like, I don't remember exactly what I said, but I was just like, I don't think I can say that word.
Yeah, that's a tough one, right?
Yeah, in front of these kids. Like, weird.
Any other ones that come to mind?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, you definitely get the, like, can you get pregnant from oral sex questions. You definitely get ones that are, and, like, those seem like jokes to me, where I think kids probably understand that, you know? I'm trying to think of like, I feel like maybe there's a question about 69ing.
Dan, do you have any?
Well, I went to a Catholic school.
Oh, okay.
So I remember.
Did I know that? Do we know that?
I think so.
I think I've mentioned it a few times before. Okay. But so I remember I believe I asked the teacher just to make him uncomfortable what the church's stance on homosexuality was. And I don't remember how he answered that, but I do remember it being very awkward. And then in retrospect, I guess the teachers probably just all thought I was gay after that. So.
Right, because I think that's what I would think.
Yeah, like, that's not like a dumb question. Like, that's a reasonable question. Think, yeah.
Like, especially if you're in a Catholic situation where you're like, oh, I hope like God
you
doesn't
sound like
hate
peep
me
this
or
out
whatever.
At church. I'm in a real Catholic situation here, guys. Yeah,
this is a real Catholic situation. Two communions they've put on this burger. It's crazy.
Thank you, God, for 2,500 years of goodness, or however fucking long it was. I don't know. I wanted to bring this up as well. This is a good time to bring it up, I think, is that when I was in Ontario last week, I found out that they call substitute teachers supply teachers.
Yeah, that really blew your mind. Like, yeah. You fully, like, texted me about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't – I mean, I guess it's like there's, like, a supply, an extra supply of these teachers. Is that, like, literally what it's referring to?
Yeah, man. There's a demand, and we're the supply, you know?
But it's so – substitute, I thought, was one of those terms that was just used everywhere.
I mean, I think it's one of those things. Like, say people, people know what you mean when you say substitute. But we always said supply.
That's like
growing
the official
up, supply
term
teacher.
There.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so crazy to me. Did you know that, Dan?
No, that's fucked.
Yeah, supply teacher. That was the big one. So when I moved here from Ontario,
oh, did you say it once and people were like, "What are you talking
about?"
So
supply teacher was the big one, and then also in Ontario we called them PA days and not PD days or Pro D days.
Professional activity day. Okay. Yeah.
So we called them PA days. So it was like moving here. I was like, oh, you know, you guys have PA days. And they're like, what the fuck is a PA day? So those are the ones I remember.
And then soccer, like, baseball, obviously.
Well, yeah, but I still think that that's the better name for it.
California kickball.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
I love it.
Soccer baseball. You know exactly what I mean when I say that.
Yeah. California kickball sounds cool though.
I mean, kind of.
It does sound, you can admit it sounds cool.
I guess.
Yeah.
It just doesn't describe the thing.
It doesn't, but it doesn't have to describe.
You could be playing baseball with a really big ball.
Yeah. That's true.
That's what
I think of when I hear soccer baseball.
Come on. I mean, but that's kind of what you're doing. You are playing with a big ball, but you're kicking it instead of using a bat. But
maybe you're playing soccer with a bat.
Yeah. Well, kickball, I think, is the best term for it overall.
Exactly.
Just kickball. But California kickball just sounds cooler. So
yeah, I just don't understand. Like, I don't think there's any distinction between, like, kickball and California kickball. Like, it's not a separate
it's
rule
just,
set.
It's nice alliteration,
like,
you know, like, rolls off the tongue. It sounds,
I mean,
good.
It's not alliteration, but.
It is.
No, it's with not.
The, well, no, there's a different.
It's consonants.
Consonants, thank you. The sounds, yes. Sorry. That's alliteration for sounds is what I meant. You know what I meant.
No, I didn't.
Well, you did because you said consonants.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Yeah. But you got it wrong.
So. Of course, yeah.
Okay, this one's from Snooky Blaylock. What's the worst meal you've ever had?
Oh, boy. Oh, I know what it is, actually. I mean, I guess it's a meal. I had, this is when I got, like, the Norwalk virus or whatever.
Oh, been there.
I got a chicken wrap from the booster juice at the SkyTrain station.
Well, yes. Okay. Yeah.
100%. That's the worst meal I ever had. Cause I was puking for like a week straight and I lost like 10 pounds in body weight. And it tasted awful, obviously, but I was working near the SkyTrain station at the time. And I had a really short lunch break cause it was super busy. And I was like, fuck, I'll just go grab this fucking wrap at booster juice. And I was just dead for like a week straight. It was brutal. It was awful. Yeah.
But so that's not like what's the worst meal you've ever
like
tasted,
a sit down meal? Like, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking. I'm not saying you answered the question wrong.
I mean,
I'm
that,
just trying to like.
It didn't taste good. Definitely.
I'm trying to think of one like relative to expectations.
Yeah. Because
like definitely my mom cooked a few, like, you know, she tried a new recipe and it just like kind of tasted like shit or whatever.
I remember
we
had one. We had lasagna growing up where the spinach had gone off.
Oh.
And we didn't realize it until it was too late. And it just tasted so bad, right? Because it's like a lot of spinach in lasagna, right? Yeah. And that put me off spinach for a while because it was just like really,
and
really bad.
And because spinach can, when it goes off, I don't even know how your mom wouldn't have noticed. It gets all slimy.
I'm not sure. I just remember this one specific.
I remember.
My mom's a very good cook,
oh,
baker.
Absolutely.
My dad is too. So yeah. It's like a one-off thing, really. But it was just like, ugh.
I remember one time I went to the Flying Pig in Vancouver.
Okay.
And I just got it like a steak. You'd figure it wouldn't be that hard to fuck up.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I've never had it happen before, but I like sent it back like three times. Like it was like, I asked for it like medium.
Yeah.
And then it came out and it was like blue rare, like not even close.
Yeah.
Where you're like, how could you possibly at a restaurant? Like, and it's, you know, it's not
a nice
like,
restaurant.
Yeah. It's not yeah. like the nicest restaurant on earth, but it's not yeah. a shitty restaurant. And it was like not even close. And so I was just like, I can't eat that. Like, I'm sorry, but it's like, this is like bleeding all over my plate. Like,
yeah.
like, you know, so then they're like, oh, we're so sorry about that. Like, we'll cook it up or whatever. And then they like cooked it up and then it was like inedible.
Yeah.
It was like they like way overcooked it.
Oh my God.
And I hate being that guy. I know how much it sucks working in service and whatever. And I was just like, I can't, I'm like, this is so overdone. And they're like, okay, we'll make you a new one. And then they brought the new one out and it was this like really fatty piece of steak, like probably just because they're mad at me yeah. or whatever. So that one sticks out for me where yeah. it was just like, I paid $30 for this. And it was like, it took me like an hour to even get it by the time they cooked it and recooked it and all that shit.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't even good.
Yeah.
So that one stands out to me.
Dan, can we hear the brick and cheese story again?
Well, it's not really much of a story. I just ate the brick from the brick and cheese. And then I felt like I was dying for the next 3 days.
But you said it tasted good, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with it going down. It was coming back out. And that yeah. was the problem.
Have you ordered it since then? Because I know you've considered it a couple of times.
I have considered it, but no, I haven't eaten okay. there again.
I can't. Whenever won't. I have something that causes me food poisoning, yeah. my body's like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
Well, I don't think it even did. I don't think it was that got me sick, because I then went on to get sick in the same yes, fashion like three or four
true.
Times over the next 8 months.
That is true. Did you ever figure out what it was?
No, I had a theory that it was
like this, a weed thing.
The
right?
weed thing, yeah. yeah. So
from smoking too much weed and then yeah. occasionally throw it. But you haven't had an attack in a while.
No, the last yeah. time it happened was when I fell asleep on the floor here during
right,
the recording.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
That was the last one.
What was your worst meal, though? Would you say?
Nothing really comes to mind. Like yeah. I'm pretty tolerable of food. Like unless it's like really bad or like there's mold on it, I probably won't think it's bad.
Wow.
But you also like almost exclusively eat fast food from fast food restaurants.
Yes.
So it's tough to be really sort
it's of tough
disappointed
to fuck up a
in
fast
that.
Food meal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, I could tell you how many times I've had McDonald's in the last week.
Have you had it more than you've had cups of water?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Without question.
I just
yeah.
wanted confirmation.
So
when's the last time you had a glass of water? Just to do with water checking.
Whatever I said last time. I haven't had a glass
oh
of water.
My.
I think it would be New Year's Day when I was hungover.
It's crazy.
What?
Yeah.
You've had one glass of water in 2022.
I think I've had one other one since
Do you want a glass of water right now?
No.
You sure?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I got my coffee.
I mean,
still.
you're alive, so like I guess
yeah,
it's...
Yeah, you're alive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in this year alone, I've ordered McDonald's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 times. So
is there a McDonald's close
February
to your new place?
This is February 6th that we're recording
yeah,
this.
February
so we're
6th.
37 days into the year and you've ordered it 13 times. So roughly once every 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about right.
But
yeah.
is there one close to you?
Yeah, it's about 500 meters away from my apartment.
But so have you also gone there in person too?
No.
Okay. So this is all...
You get it all Uber Eats'd?
Yeah.
From the one that's 500 meters away from your place.
Yeah. Well, there's like I have to walk like around a big thing to get to it. So it's like, it's like a 2 kilometer walk.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah.
Well, look, I didn't really want to bring this up. I was considering not bringing it up, but since it's come up, I'll bring it up.
Okay.
We got a message from a listener, Ira. And the subject line is a doctor's opinion on Dan's water intake.
Oh, no.
So, well, no, this
oh.
brings me no joy.
Oh.
It's from Ira. Oh. Hello, Block Boys. I'm writing to you as an avid weekly listener and patron who has been laughing along with the rest of you whenever Dan's alarming lack of water intake is discussed. On a recent episode, it was brought up once again that Dan seemingly consumes about 1,000 sodas for every glass of water he drinks. I decided to ask my little brother, who is a medical resident, what his medical opinion of Dan's drinking habits is. His response was both eye-opening and possibly vindicates Dan in a way I was not expecting.
Wow.
My brother said, "Big water doesn't want you to know, but basically, if you are thirsty, drink water. There are no measurable benefits to drinking more than that. I had a urologist teacher in med school, so he's a penis and kidney doctor, and he said he drank 2 coffees a day, and that was all for fluids. I'm sorry to say, but apparently Dan is doing just fine. It's us, the sheeple, who think we need to drink all that water for our health.
Wow.
Keep doing you, Dan. You rock.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
Fuck you guys.
I had heard some stuff about that where it's like, you don't have to drink that much water, obviously. Yeah. But I mean, I don't drink like a ton of water, but I'll have like, you know, 3 water bottles full a day, basically, which I think is like a good amount, you know?
And how often are you pissing?
Oh, quite a bit.
Yeah, you piss a lot.
Yeah.
I piss like twice a day.
That's crazy.
That's nuts. How often do you shit a day?
About twice a day. So
wait, so does the piss, is that separate from
the
shitting?
Do you only piss when you shit?
No.
Okay.
So four,
because you piss when you shit.
Yeah,
too,
but when I'm shitting, there's considerably less piss on.
For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah, of
sure,
course.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm at least 10 times a day, probably
Holy
more.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm a lot.
Yeah. I do 2 of these a day. This is a 750 milliliter water bottle.
Yeah.
I'll do 2 of those.
Yeah.
Plus, I'll have other, like,
well,
I'll
like
usually
sparkling
have a
water
kombucha and,
like,
and a can of sparkling water.
By the way, I think I'm enjoying kombucha a little bit.
Oh, you're getting in?
Well, I went to the coffee shop near my place. And they're very nice there. They give us like free drinks and samples and stuff all the time.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I was really hungover because it was after going to see Jackass and I had 2 beers at Jackass
and that
destroyed me.
Well,
yeah.
Did you do an edible too?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
no,
you
no,
said
no.
You were going to get super high.
Well,
at Jackass.
I brought my weed pen and then I got to the movie theater and it was out of batteries. I was so disappointed.
So you're like, I got to have 2 beers
I guess
to get
I'll have
drunk
2,
instead.
I'll have 2 IPAs or whatever. And it just like destroyed me the next morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm a little hungover. And then they were like, oh, you should try this. Do you like kombucha? And I was like, well, not really. And they were like, you should try this. It's like really good. And it like helps with hangovers and stuff. Right?
Okay.
And it was a blackberry kombucha or something.
Okay.
And it was nice.
You know what brand?
No, I don't. Mm. I can ask. I mean, I can go and find out. Okay. But yeah. So That's my big personal development.
I like that. I mean, it's, you know, I've won almost every day. It's a delicious treat.
Mm-hmm. Cause I like the tanginess of it a little
bit.
Fizzy, the fizzy. I didn't realize how fizzy it was necessarily.
Yeah, it's good.
But it was nice.
Okay. Next question is from Fake Juice. What is the most fucked up children's movie?
Ooh. Okay. Hmm. I'm trying to think. There's I don't know, actually. I mean, there's some pretty bad ones.
I think, and you and I have watched it together.
Oh.
Labyrinth.
Yeah. Because of the cod piece?
Yeah.
Yeah.
David Bowie just wearing
huge
a fucking
cock.
Massive cod piece the whole movie. And it was pretty fucked up.
It was
where I was
pretty,
like, if I was a kid watching this, it would be very scary.
Yeah. I mean, there's, I guess like Watership Down is pretty like brutal as well. I don't know if that's necessarily a kid's movie.
Yeah.
But,
there are bunnies in it, I guess.
I'm trying to think of like movies I watch. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, there's always like bad stuff in like Disney movies, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Like Bambi's pretty dark and
fuck.
There's one. Oh, I totally forget. There's like clips that always go around of like weird, like claymation. I totally forget the one I'm thinking of, but it was this really weird claymation thing where there's like a wizard or something, I think. And it's just very like trippy and strange. I don't know if it was a movie or a show or like a short or something. I mean, I know I'm offering no real descriptors. I'm pretty sure it was claymation. If anyone knows what I'm talking about, you see it go viral on Twitter once in a while where it's like, this is like so fucked up. If you know what it is, let me know. Cause I would like to watch it again, but that one in particular, I didn't watch it as a kid, but like, I think it was aimed at children.
Let me see here. Claymation.
Let's see if we can find it. Yeah.
Kids movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Most of these look like just regular.
It might've been like Russian too.
Oh, okay. Well then I don't know.
Okay.
None of these look all that.
Let's see.
Claymation kids movie fucked up. So I'm Google searching.
Mm.
25 creepy kids.
You know what it is? I think it's The Adventure of Mark Twain.
Okay.
I think it's The Adventures of Mark Twain. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking at right
now. Because
they
meet Satan. That's the one. Yeah. Okay.
Vinton's claymation film, The Adventures of Mark Twain, was released in limited theaters, eventually becoming a cult classic. The story was rather simple. Mark Twain has become displeased with humanity and decides to make an airship that will venture into the stars and take him to Halley's Comet, which he believes is his destiny. I'm pretty sure there was a cult that was all about that as well. He is joined by his own characters, Huck Finn, Tom Sawyer, and Becky Thatcher, who hope to become famous aeronauts. Their journeys take them through moments within Twain's own stories. One such vignette involves the children encountering a strange being on a small patch of land in the middle of nowhere. By nowhere, I mean there's literally nothingness in any direction outside of this land. The strange figure who declares himself an angel entices and tempts the three with fruit and the opportunity to make people for a tiny kingdom.
And it's Satan, I think, too.
Yes, it's supposed to be Satan.
Yeah.
So starting off innocent and lighthearted, the scene quickly turns into something far more unsettling and spooky. Satan takes the, quote, people they created and cruelly, with a sickening casual nature, brings about their end through a lightning storm and an earthquake. Satan's acts shock the three, who beat a hasty retreat, leaving Satan once again alone on his island in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, so I've seen that clip a few times, and it is like pretty disturbing. So that's the one, The Adventures of Mark Twain. That's my choice. Dan?
I don't know. I don't know. The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Pretty messed up.
Yeah, that's a good choice. All right.
I don't watch kids' movies.
I'm glad I figured out the one we were talking about, though, because that would have bugged me all day.
I'm too mature for kids' movies.
That's for sure. People are always saying you're so mature, Dan.
Yeah.
This next one is from Cool Friendly Guy. Which James Bond film title is best improved by replacing one of the words in it with pussy?
I'm going to say pussy, which is octopussy.
Yeah, that's where my mind is going immediately.
I mean, I think the answer is all of them, right? Like, yeah. I was putting this over in my head and
Golden
it's like,
pussy
never dies.
Yeah.
Pussy of Solace.
Yeah.
From Russia with pussy.
Oh, that's good.
Pussy Royale.
Moon pussy.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all
it's
of them.
All
the
good,
answer
yeah.
is all of them.
Yeah.
You only pussy twice, or sorry, you pussy. No. Yeah. You only pussy twice. That's not that good.
What
on
else?
Her pussy secret service
from Pussy with Love.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
good too.
Yeah.
Thunder pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. It's all yeah. of them really. Yeah.
The world is not pussy. The pussy is not enough.
The pussy is not enough. Yeah.
This one's from HG. When you hear the phrase, they've got a bug up their ass, what kind of bug are you picturing?
Myself.
I was going to say little Dan.
I think like a little wasp.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it's the bothering them, I think. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I think like I picture something that's flying, I think, for sure.
Yeah.
Either that or like a classic house fly.
I was going to say for some reason, I feel like I picture a stick bug.
Oh, well, that's because it's
stick
like
a up stick
your ass.
Up your ass.
Wow, that sort of works
maybe
on,
like a little bit on the nose.
Yeah, yeah. But... No, it's in the ass. Yeah. But do you have a question? That's disgusting.
Well, I just thought, you know, you did it earlier.
Yeah, mine was way better.
Stefan's was way better.
Mine was classy.
No, no, no. Mine was way better.
That sucked.
Dan's getting so mad at
wow.
you.
Wow. All right. This one is for Mutt. What's your favorite thing in life ever?
Boobs.
I came really quick to you, Dan.
Sure did.
Yeah, you're a boob guy.
Yeah, boobs are pretty cool.
I wouldn't say I'm a boob guy.
No. Oh, okay. But boobs are your favorite thing in life ever, but you wouldn't say you're a boob guy.
It's the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Stefan, are you wearing your Twitch partner socks?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Don't you
Christ.
Like them?
No.
Come on, they look so cool. They got the check mark.
Can you get me a pair, actually?
You can just have this pair.
Yeah, take them off.
Yeah. Well, you want to wear my socks right now?
Are they actually comfortable?
I mean, they're okay. They're not bad. Yeah. All right. I got some other Twitch ones though, Dan. I got a fully purple pair that has like little.
Oh,
does it say partner on them though?
No.
Oh, I don't want them though. Yeah.
Dan wants to show off.
Well, Dan said boobs.
Boobs.
So I'll say shitting.
Shitting. That's your favorite thing in life.
Well, I just wanted to taking a really good shit.
I want to change my answer. Actually, it's jacking. It's jacking off.
Oh yeah, jacking. How could I forget jacking off?
Yeah.
Just coming.
Because I mean the thing
just
with jacking
nutting.
Off is it's always there for you, right?
Exactly.
Like boobs, they can come and go.
Exactly.
Jacking off.
And
they
shitting,
mostly go.
Same reason shitting is also always there for you too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You always gotta shit. But the thing we've talked about this before. The thing I always have an issue though with shitting is like you can have bad shitting.
Yeah, you're not gonna have a bad jacking off experience.
Yeah. Like almost never.
Yeah.
So
yeah. That's a good answer, Dan.
I guess, like, what even is a bad jacking off experience? I guess if you kind of, like, get caught or something like
if you
that.
You get caught
maybe.
Or you nut on yourself.
Or
you
maybe, like,
to.
You're watching the video and you're about to bust and then it cuts to, like, a shot of a guy's ass and balls or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it does the bad angle where it's his, you see his butthole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a fair point. What is my favorite thing in life?
Being right about stuff.
I mean, it's in the top five for sure. My wife.
Okay. Good answer.
Becca, thank you. She's not my wife yet, but she will be soon.
Yeah. That's coming up.
Yep. 3.5 months or so.
Wow.
Yep. May 28th.
You're going to do a big party?
No, we're just doing a small wedding.
No, I know, but are you going to do something afterwards?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Are you guys going to get dressed up or what do you think? Dan, do you even own a suit?
I own multiple suits.
Oh, okay.
I'll get dressed up.
None of them fit me, though.
Okay, so you got to get your suit taken out.
Because I thought you were doing a thing with just your families.
No, you guys are invited.
Oh, we didn't get any invitations.
Yeah,
oh,
no, we haven't sent them out yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were doing just families.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
So.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I got a suit. I want to get a new suit anyway. I haven't got a new suit in a couple of years. Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I brought it up before.
I think you did.
Yeah, you did.
But I also remember you saying it was going to be very small. And well, it just is very like small. Family.
Yeah. Family and friends.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, I mean, I guess there's the scenario where COVID is
that's sort of what
crazy. And then we have to cut it in half or something. And then, it would just be family. Yeah. But
by then it should be.
As of right now.
Yeah. And it'll be outside, right?
No.
No?
It's not outside.
What? No? That would make it safer, right?
Yeah, we're not interested. Not interested in it being safe.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, this one's from Watho. Listening to last week's ep today, and the top three got me thinking about a good question. What's the most insane middle school recess game you or your classmates play? And then they referenced the Bloody Knuckles. Oh, did you guys ever play that where you spun a quarter and then...
Yeah, or just like the hand slapping one.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. We played that one too. I'm trying to remember what we even called it. Slap skis, I think we called that.
Something like that. Yeah, I forget the...
But
that was fun. I mean, cheapskates...
I never played Bloody Knuckles. I thought that was like the stupidest thing you could do.
It fucking hurt so bad.
It was the dumbest thing ever. I definitely played shots, though, which that's not even like a game. It's just like, well, we just punch each other until one person says they can't handle it anymore.
Honestly, cheapskates did get pretty crazy.
What is cheapskates?
That's the tennis. That's red ass.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that got pretty...
You call it cheapskates?
We call it cheapskates.
Why?
I have no idea why.
Huh. Because it's not even really related to anything that happens in the game.
Not sure why. Huh. But yeah, it was called that. Or we called it red ass as well.
We would also play this game... Where, because some guys would bring gloves to school to play like red ass with. So we'd all have like baseball gloves and stuff.
That's intense.
And we invented this game where you would just stand up against the wall with your glove and then people would whip the ball at you and you'd just try to like catch it before it hits you. Yeah.
We would also do pinecone wars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we did stuff like
that. That was a classic where you're just whipping pine cones and like rocks occasionally at each other.
We would also do snow angels where you'd take your shirt off and then do snow angels and whoever could do it the longest.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I guess that's more of an Ontario
thing. Or not shirt.
Thing.
I guess you'd take your coat off.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'd have your, yeah.
Yeah. Dan?
No, no. You just jump off stuff. Jump into bushes and roll down hills and shit. Nothing really.
Yeah. Rolling down hills was fun.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was really fun. I feel like I could not do that now. There's no chance I could do it now. But as a kid, that was so much fun.
Would go bananas.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That would be.
Yeah. And also just like on the playground, playing like tag where you couldn't hit the ground or whatever.
Grounders. Right? Yes.
Grounders. Yeah. That was a lot of fun too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. This one is from Roll Crow again. Which Marvel Cinematic Universe superhero has the best hog and which has the worst hog?
Hmm. Okay.
I always feel like Incredible Hulk has the worst hog.
Yeah, because it's—I don't think it's gonna be huge.
No,
so it's gonna look small based
and
on
you
his.
Almost, you know about steroids and stuff,
exactly.
Right? So it kind of makes me feel like
the gamma radiation probably
his superhero power.
Yeah.
Would like affect
the gamma radiation probably
affect the hog.
But even if it's like a decent sized hog, it's gonna look small maybe when he gets. But I mean, I guess it would get bigger because everything else gets bigger too. So who's to say, right? But.
Didn't China play like Hulk in a porno and they painted
her
all green?
Yeah.
Oh, because she had the big clit.
Well, I don't think that's why.
Okay. But she did have a huge clit.
Oh, most certainly. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
It was really big.
I just remember.
Dan, bring that up.
Oh, for God's
sake. Yeah, one second.
Don't bring that up.
Bring up China's clit, Dan.
Do not bring it up. I don't know. Come on. No.
There it is.
Okay. Come on.
Stop. Oh, I've never seen that angle.
Wow.
Oh, stop this, guys.
It's bigger than I thought.
It's a big clip.
Come on.
Looks kind of hard, too.
Okay.
Well, I think they do get hard, right? But it's just more noticeable because hers is so big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Xbox dick.
Okay, come on.
Xbox follows me for some reason.
Really?
That's tight.
Yeah. You should get Xbox on the show.
Yeah. But it sucks because I can't tweet about China's clit.
Oh.
I mean,
yeah,
it's the worst.
Do you think he unfollows anyone automatically? That Dan, can you take that off?
Oh yeah, sorry.
Jesus Christ,
I forgot it was out there still.
What was the question again?
Which MCU character has the best and worst hog? I'm going to go, I think Thor has the best hog.
Yeah, I was about to say Thor. I mean, that just makes sense.
I think
right?
Drax has the best hog.
Oh, you I could do. See that. Yeah.
I mean, everyone's always asking about Batista's dick, so it must be.
Oh, like he has a good one?
Yeah. Well, no one knows. It's a mystery if it's good or bad, you know?
What about Ant-Man?
Worst dick.
No, but he can change his size and stuff, right, with his suit.
So he can make it bigger. Dick size, though?
But he could make it like 50 feet tall. He would have to be like 1,000 feet tall or something.
Can Ant-Man get that big? I thought he could only make himself smaller.
No, remember in the one where the airport fighting, he makes himself really big.
I haven't seen it.
He can make himself bigger too. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
What about, I feel like Black Panther was T'Challa. Is that?
Yeah. I mean, I think realistically they're all in good shape. They're all going to have good
hogs,
good dick game at least.
Except for Hulk, I think.
Yeah. I think Sandman's probably got a bad penis.
Yeah.
It's
all sandy. Yeah, that's true.
Doc Ock, maybe.
No, the Thing. I guess he's not like MCU yet.
He's
but,
rock hard.
Yeah, but it's literally just a rock too. So, Mr. Fantastic. I mean, that's going to be very, he could stretch it out very long, right?
Yeah.
But then he's just like pushing rope as well, right? So like, I don't know. Like, is it going to be, when he's stretching it out, is it still going to be like hard?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, it doesn't stay
hard. Yeah,
where's
all that blood going to come from, right?
If he's like, look, babe, I can be 10 inches if you want me to be, but it's not going to be, it's not going to be the hard 10 inches you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. That would make sense.
Okay. That's a good question.
This is great at the Pro Bowl. They're interviewing this punter who has done zero punts today. They just put that up on the screen. They're like, AJ Cole, punter, zero punts today. Because it's the Pro Bowl. Gotta love being recognized for being one of the all-stars in your sport and then traveling to the all-star game and getting suited up and not playing.
Well, that seems like the dream.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, from Nat. When eating a sliced bagel, do you eat the top or the bottom first?
Ooh, well, you just had... Okay, so what
I
did
had
you
a sliced bagel, and I realized, because I saw Nat ask this question this week, and I realized that I actually... don't think I discriminate. I don't even think I notice.
I think I'm like 50-50.
Yeah, me neither.
Like I just put it on the plate and I just picked up a half. Yeah. I wasn't like, oh, I got to have the top first or whatever.
Yeah, I would say, I think if I had to pick, it'd probably be bottom first.
Right.
But I don't know. It's tough. Yeah, no, I'm okay. I think I'm just 50-50. I don't know if I put that much.
The other thing though.
And I'll eat it together sometimes
too. I was
going
to say, I'll do a bagel sandwich. Yeah, yeah, like you put cream cheese on both halves and then you put it together.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah.
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 Kylan, two or three of the seven dwarves have died in a tragic mining accident. You are sent to fill in for the day, but you have to adopt their naming convention. Sleepy, grumpy, happy, etc. What will your new personality defining name be?
Stinky.
Stefan took mine.
You guys both want to be Stinky?
I mean,
I don't want to be.
No, but I feel like that we're overdue for a stinky dwarf. And it
would be an easy thing to do, right? Because like you see Dopey's face, you get that Dopey's Dopey.
You get the Doc is Doc. He's got the glasses.
Yeah,
you know.
So Stinky, you just have the stink lines coming
off. I smell bad, and I'm just like chilling.
Yeah. What about Stinky? Horny?
Oh, Horny.
Whoa. He's got a huge rock hard cock.
Yeah,
Horny's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Horny.
I mean, I'm sure it would not be hard to find like porno where Snow White's horny. Getting gangbanged by the dwarves.
Right? Settle down, John. Come on. Yeah.
That's got to be on the Rule 34 front page, probably.
I'll take a look.
Go Rule 34, seven dwarves.
Oh my God.
Let's see.
I'm gonna steal Doc's naming convention. I'm just gonna be John. It says sneezy, horny, stinky, happy, dopey, and John.
I like that. All right, let's see. What do we have here?
Oh, okay.
Is it before and after?
Oh my God.
Jesus.
That's the after.
Wow. Okay. Wasn't thinking that.
Okay.
That's not a good
same photo.
We don't know that those are the dwarves' dicks.
I mean, there's seven of them, so.
Yeah, but it could just be seven other guys.
I guess that's true.
Oh, it opened a porno.
We have to do one where we have to do one where we see the dwarves, right?
Yeah, this one is like a, I'm not going to even describe
it. You could describe it.
No, I'd rather not.
Okay.
Fuck, the site sucks.
Well, just click on the left there under the tag.
Oh, yeah.
Stefan knows.
Yeah.
Stefan knows how to search the
site.
Yeah. All right, let's see.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Wow. Okay. What the fuck? Oh my God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
She has like four nipples?
No, it's
Okay.
Go back. There was one more. Go back.
God, the amount of time people spend on
bottom, right to the right, up, left, there. Oh, she's getting fucked by. Okay,
it's an orgy.
It's the guards from Aladdin, and they're
Snow White, Jasmine, and
it's a party.
Ariel.
It's just a big old orgy.
Wow. Good okay. Cool. God.
I genuinely can't believe the amount of time people.
Put Can you look this. Up China on here?
No. Oh my God.
Let's see. Sorry, John.
Oh, there's the Hulk.
Oh.
Oh my God.
It's just a gift.
I brought it up because it was like very disconcerting when it took place.
Well, it's She-Hulk, to be clear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God. Well, this is just porno. This isn't even a drawing.
That's so weird.
What? This is so disappointing. Oh my God. Okay. What's the next question?
We only have a couple left, mercifully.
Okay. Oh, wait. So I just want to see one where you see the big clit.
Oh my God.
What? Okay. Well, that's, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Jesus Christ. It's enough.
Honestly, pretty good drawing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. A lot of the drawings are very good.
Oh, like, wow.
Technically, I mean.
Yeah, of course.
Proficient.
And also, like, the content.
No.
Anyway, what's the next question?
Oh, my God. Get real.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I'm off of here now. It's a bull fucking
China. This one's
China.
From Cherms. If you could combine the
it's
menus.
It's a bull in a china shop.
Oh!
That's what they're doing there, I think.
No, they're not. They're doing, that's supposed to be the Rock.
That's what I thought, too, but I think Stefan's right.
The Rock's, like, bull logo.
No, it's a bull in
but
a
I think
china.
It also works for.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I guess.
On that level, it also works, yeah.
Oh, this is cool that they actually have, like, a touchdown cam behind the end zone. I like that.
Okay, so the Pro Bowl is okay to talk about. We can't talk about China's clit.
Yes, Cherms. If you could combine the menus of two fast food chains, a la KFC, Taco Bell, which would you combine? And what's one Franken item you would create from ingredients from both menus?
Wow, that is a great question. That's one of the best questions we've ever gotten.
Well,
oh boy.
My mind immediately went to combo DQ Wendy's because I want Frosties involved in Blizzards.
Yeah. See, that's nice. That is good.
Like, imagine you could get a Frosty Blizzard.
That's good. Oh, yeah.
Baby.
I'm going to go McDonald's, I think. That's a safe bet. And then I'm going to go. I mean, this is tough, actually. Maybe, I mean, Wendy's back in the day when they had, like, the really good fries. And I think I'd be interested in McDonald's stuff, but with the square patties. So McDonald's and Wendy's.
Okay.
Like that's a big, where I was going.
A Big Mac with square patties. Obviously, Wendy's has like fallen off a little bit, although I haven't had it for a while, so maybe it's back
up
there.
I don't think Wendy's has fallen off.
No, it's fine.
Is it fine? Is maybe I just had a bad Wendy's.
You just got to not go to the one on Broadway and
that's it. I went to that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Canby.
Don't go to
that one. That one is bad. Okay. All right. That's good to know. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say Wendy's, McDonald's because I like the idea of the square patty. I also like the idea of the spicy chicken sandwich, like spices, but on a McChicken.
Oh, now we're talking.
Could be very nice.
Yeah, I could like that.
And then John just touched my foot with his foot.
I just wanted to get closer to those socks.
That's okay. Yeah. I mean, they're nice socks. Yeah. McDonald's, Wendy's.
Okay.
McWendy's. Dan?
Well, fuck. You stole my answer.
That's okay. Right, I mean, there's other, you can say that one and then other food combinations there.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I would get McDonald's and Taco Bell together. Make a Big Mac taco.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. That's
or
good.
A Big Mac burrito.
Yeah.
Even.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or a Big Mac with like Taco Bell ingredients as well. Right.
That would
like,
be good. Whatever. Just throw it all in a bowl and grind it up.
You know, they have
care.
In England, they have the chicken Big Mac in England.
Oh, what?
It's like a
Big Mac with McChicken
Big Mac
patties?
With McChicken patties instead.
I might have to try and make
Dang.
That.
Yeah. Well, they're doing the McDonald's. They're doing the hacks now, right? Where you can buy
the secret menu.
Which is so fucking stupid.
That's America only, isn't it?
I think so. It'll be up here in like a year.
Yeah, I haven't seen that here.
But yeah.
Here we just got the new item is Big Mac with bacon.
That's good. You know.
I mean, you could always do that.
Yeah.
Add bacon to your Big Mac.
Right. But now it's like an official menu item. Well, they had the different spicy McChickens as well, right?
Yeah,
they
those
like
are
the three
all
right. levels.
Had one of those last night.
Yeah. John, what was your, you said?
DQ Wendy's.
Right. That's a great question.
Wendy's Queen.
Yeah.
That's
good.
What my restaurant's called.
I love it. Yeah.
Okay, last one. This is from Wally. It came with a picture.
Okay.
The picture doesn't really matter. It's just like one of those sort of like spam ads, you know, that you sometimes will see below articles. And it just says, top heart surgeon, this simple trick helps empty your bowels every morning.
Yeah.
Wally asks, what is the trick?
I do love those ads where it's like, this like superfood, eat the superfood or you'll die.
Yeah.
And then it's like just this, the nastiest like glob of shit you've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, my actual secret is just have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, you I mean, you kind of do empty your bowels every morning.
I do. Heartbeat. The coffee is like, that's the way to, I'll have the coffee, and then I'll take a big shit. And it does work every single time.
Yeah.
So that is my actual secret. And I think it works for most people, I would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, a lot of people go with that route.
Yeah, sure. That would be my secret as well, except I also throw in a couple cigarettes as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
And then it's just game Are, time
Do
after
cigarettes
that.
Also get things moving? Is oh, that yeah. A, okay. I don't know if I knew that was like a
Is that like a psychological thing almost or like
No, I think it's there's like an actual
chemical
for
and,
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it like relaxes your muscles or something.
That makes sense.
It's a dilator.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you could do poppers as well.
I don't think those are legal here anymore. I've been trying to find some, but
that's usually what I do.
Just try them out.
Yeah.
Just rock
some poppers in the morning.
Yeah. Get your ass all loose.
Yeah.
Cool.
If I have a painful shit, maybe it would help.
Oh, that's true actually. Yeah.
Got a shit. Big shit.
You're gonna say poppers, John?
Yeah, that was my big one. I do
John Poppers.
John Poppers. Yeah, exactly. I do John Poppers every morning, and let me tell you, it gets the blues traveling. Thank you, everybody, for all of your questions.
That's Brown
thank
Traveler.
yeah, exactly. Thank you for all your questions. Thank you for listening to the show, donating to the show. We appreciate you, and we love you. Again, if you want to send in mailbag questions, if you're listening to this and you're not in the Discord, that's the mailbag channel is where all of this gets done. And again, if you have some secrets you want to send in, send them to secrets@blockparty.com and you might be a part of a Block Party bonus episode very soon. Thank you for listening and donating, and we'll see you back here very soon indeed. Goodbye.
Goodbye.